Darlene Lewis likes to say, "I'm listening." In her campaign materials, Lewis is challenging incumbent Republican 8th District Delegate Joe McNamara, and she joins WFIR anchor reporter Jean Moreno and me live in the studio this morning to talk about the upcoming election on November the 5th. By the way, incumbent Joe McNamara will be in studio October 31st. Darlene, good morning. Nice to see you.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
And we sure appreciate you coming by. Darlene, you are the Democratic Party nominee in an 8th district that has been traditionally Republican. So why take this challenge on right now? What gives you cause for optimism?
Well, I don't think it, for me personally, it wasn't a cause that I took on because it wasn't something that I planned. It happened to me, you know, and so once it happened, I just kept going with it.
In other words, people came to you and said, "Hey, you think you'd be able," or how did it come about?
Well, it kind of, because I was actually running or working at the Hope Center at the time. And my son and I, we knew in April that we were going to step back from running the Hope Center. And so he said, "Well, I'm going this way." And I said to him, "I'm going home and I'm going to pray and I'm going to just spend some time at home." So that's kind of was my thought and what I was going to do. But I'd gotten an email from the Democratic Party, and they invited me to come and sit down to talk with them. So that's how I got to the table.
Okay. Talk about the 8th District just real quickly. How big is it? How far does it stretch? I'm sure you've been probably over every acre of it by this point, just about.
I have, and it is ridiculously large. So it's like, how in the world am I going to cover all of this?
So where does it go down to from it's in the Salem area, right?
It's Salem, it's Roanoke County, mm-hmm. it's Eastern Montgomery, and then it's Craig County
okay.
as well.
So you got some territory to cover, huh?
Absolutely. I've been everywhere in these last few weeks.
Mm. We're talking with Darlene Lewis, the Democratic 8th District Delegate candidate. The election is, of course, November 5th. You know, you talk about listening to the concerns of voters a lot when you're out there and advocating for them in Richmond, which is what you want to do if you're elected. Do you feel that incumbent Joe McNamara is not doing that, Darlene, or do you just feel you could do a better job of that or what?
Well, you know, my thoughts are, for me, is I had to concentrate on, I felt like, what was given to me to do. And so I try not to get worked up over what people are or are not doing. I just try to concentrate on what's for me. And I believe that, for me, I felt like the people from where I was at, the people needed more of being listened to, and not only just listened to, but now they need somebody to just take those things that they're saying and take them to somebody that can hear what they're saying.
What do you what do you feel about your time at the Hope Center? And the Hope Center was something you and Grover Price established, and Grover's been on, was on many times to help out people in Northwest Roanoke Community Center. What do you think you pull from that experience, Darlene, that helps you listen to people in your district, or that would make you a good legislator if you're elected?
Well, every day I came in and people were standing outside lots of times waiting on me. And the wait was, they just wanted to sometimes just tell me what they were going through. They wanted me to hear their pain. And sometimes pain is something, you know, you don't always feel, you can hear it. And so I found myself every day listening to people and what their need was.
Empathy.
Yes, yes.
You need that as a candidate and as a lawmaker?
I believe so, because now that I've been there and I've listened to so many issues, it's time now that I take it to the place where people can hear and say, you know what, I've been listening to these people or listening to people and they're hurting. They're hurting in so many different ways. Now let's do something to fix it.
All right, we'll talk with Darlene Lewis. She's an 8th District Delegate candidate, Democratic Party. The election is November 5th, and she's running against incumbent Joe McNamara. And before I throw it back to Joe, what's the number one issue for you, Darlene, if you are elected next month and do go to Richmond in January, once you find your place to live and all that good stuff? I hear it's quite a process. What would be the number one issue you'd want to talk about?
The number one for me right now is my vision that I have for the people. And that is, I want to help bring government back to its intended purpose for the common benefit, protection, and security of the people, nation, or community. I want to see government back working for the people.
And do you feel that maybe at the state level, especially that it's gone off course as far as that goes, that it's not doing that?
I believe that we've gone to the point at the state level that we're doing more fighting with each other. We're doing more trying to figure out how we can hold ground or cover ground instead of understanding that we have forgotten why we've gone to Richmond.
You're talking about the state level, not the federal level.
Right, at the state level.
Okay.
All right, it's 8:49 at WFIR. We're talking with Democrat Darlene Lewis this morning in studio. She is challenging incumbent Republican 8th District Delegate Joe McNamara come November 5th. Darlene, going to touch on something pretty important here. Republicans in the General Assembly put off any action on gun control legislation until after the election November 5th. And, of course, that happened at the special session on guns Governor Northam convened earlier this year after that shooting that happened in Virginia Beach. Darlene, where do you stand on the issue of guns?
Well, first of all, I think that was probably one of the worst days that we as a state could have encountered, because this was an opportunity for us, the government, the Democrats and the Republicans, to go and to take an issue that was very important to the people and make a decision to stay there and to find a way to fix an issue for the people. And yet we went, as usual, with a fight. We fought each other. And then at the end of it, we realized, we could just go home. And so we went home and we came back to the people and we still offered them no solution to a problem that they're hurting. People are actually hurting out there and they want answers. And that's what we are supposed to be there for, is to fix it.
And of course, where the Hope Center, and around the Hope Center, there was some issues with gun violence in parts of Northwest Roanoke. But what is, as far as your stance, is it, better background checks or more mental health services or getting some of the semi-automatics off the streets? What would be the Darlene Lewis plan?
I think those things that you named are important. We need better background checks. We need to figure out a way how to get the guns off the street. And we've got to get tough on guns. We got to figure out what is it going to take. And then we just need to make that stand. But the first thing we have to do is we have to make a decision that we need to do that and stop trying to back and forth. We need to understand that people are dying out there and families are hurting. You know, I remember once when my son got shot and he came home and he knocked on the door in the middle of the night, and I went to the door and, not knowing, I opened it and he fell in. And he cried, "Mama, don't let me die." And I still remember that day, how I felt inside, how my heart was just in my hands. So you can only imagine what people are feeling out there when their sons and their daughters are dying in the street. And we're sitting back, supposedly unable to come together and just find a way to help. Make some kind of decision. I personally would start with, and I really like the fact that we're starting with changing the rules. Maybe we haven't got to changing the laws because we're still fighting, but there are companies out there now that are saying, look, you can't come in here with a gun. And that's what we're doing now. We're working around the situation and saying, okay, let's change the rules. So that's where we are right now. But we can go further and we can actually change the law if we come together, if we understand that that could be your son or that could be your daughter out there that's dying. So, yeah, we need to fix it.
It's a personal issue for you, huh?
Yes, yes, personal.
Before we move on, I want to ask you one other question about this issue. And again, we're talking with Darlene Lewis, the Democratic candidate for the 8th District in the House of Delegates. What do you say to a people typically on the other side of the aisle? We're infringing on Second Amendment rights. What can you say to them about the right for law-abiding citizens to own a gun. Do you want to take their guns away?
No, I don't want to take your guns. I don't want to infringe on your rights. But I want you to understand something out there, that you as a people have a responsibility to your neighbor. You have a responsibility to your friends and to your family. And maybe there's just a few people out there that are doing these things and the others are not. But what we all have to do is we all have to come together and we all have to take a stand. Even if it's just for one or two people, we still need to show these people that we care and that we love them.
Okay, we're talking with Darlene Lewis, a candidate for the House of Delegates. Let's talk about a few other issues in a few minutes we have left that are on your campaign flyer here. I'm sure you've passed out many of these. Healthcare costs, school funding, infrastructure, for example. Which one of those you want to address first?
Well, for me, everything just about on my list is about a personal issue, because healthcare, medication, we have a moral responsibility to bring the cost of medication down and to cap those copays. A few months ago, my husband had a toe amputated, and I remember being in the hospital on the phone for hours, calling my insurance company, looking for insulin that we could afford. We had insurance, and there we were still trying to figure out how we could afford some insulin. There was medicine that we left at the pharmacy that we couldn't afford. It's just not acceptable.
Mm-hmm. So what's the solution? Is it like a Medicaid for all, Medicare for all, or some other type of cooperative? What's the solution?
I personally don't have a solution at a total solution. I think that we could start looking at, for me, I would start looking at, as a state, figuring out where we could go to get the medicine as a state and bring it in cheaper. You know, there's all kinds of things that say, well, we shouldn't do it this way, we shouldn't do it that way. But you know what? Until we start doing some way, we're not going to know what to do. We can just keep sitting around and kicking that football up and down and up and down. But at the end of the day, when we don't do anything about a problem, it just gets worse. It never gets better. It gets worse.
We're talking with Darlene Lewis. She's a candidate for the 8th District House of Delegates as a Democrat. Let me talk about infrastructure in regards to I-81. And a lot of this has to do with federal funding. But every day we're reporting on accidents on 81, and typically they involve tractor trailers. There's just not enough room. And they've talked about, State Senator John Edwards has talked a lot about, you know, from Daleville to Montgomery County, widening it. Where do you stand on that? And is there some way to get that ball rolling?
I was at the 81 meeting a few days ago in Natural Bridge, and, you know, they said, well, it's going to be 2025, 28 before we actually start doing any structural in the Salem, Roanoke County area. And I was appalled, and I remember standing up and saying, that is unacceptable, because 2 days later, there we were with an incident right there at the mile marker in Salem, and two people died that night. And I was on that interstate that night. I was on my way home, and I remember seeing it and stopping, and my heart just, it was in my hand. I couldn't move almost. And the guy across the road, he was working, he was screaming at me, keep moving, keep moving. But what I saw was devastation like I had never seen on that interstate. And I thought, 2025, why haven't we done anything before that? We understood that we had a problem years ago. We didn't wake up yesterday and say, oh, 81 is a problem. We knew, but we were doing our usual, fighting back and forth over issues instead of fixing them.
So people need to come to the table, get something done.
Yes.
All right. Darlene Lewis, we're going to have to leave it there. Candidate for the 8th District. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.